Welcome back to Ramsay's Recaps, the only podcast that covers Gordon Ramsay. That's probably not true. I haven't looked into it. I'm Courtney.
I'm Alana, and I'm going to look into that while you talk.
There's got to be other Gordon Ramsay podcasts, but I just don't listen to them because, you know, mine's the best.
I mean, there are always 8 podcasts on everything possible.
That was like when Elise started pumping up the podcast, the Hannah Montana Recap podcast. There were like 3 other people who started the same podcast at the same time.
Yeah, I didn't not have a podcast that was doing that sort of at that time. We weren't covering specifically Hannah Montana, but it was like on our list.
Yeah, but there were like 3 covering specifically Hannah Montana at that time. It was weird.
I bet Gordon Ramsay has his own podcast.
Whence would he have the time?
Looks like there's a specifically 24 Hours to Hell and Back podcast.
Oh, I did know about that, but that show doesn't exist anymore, so.
Oh, you outlasted? Like Survivor?
Hell yeah, dude.
There's specifically yes, like, a website that's taking me to the best Gordon Ramsay podcasts.
Uh-oh.
I don't think we're on it. Oh, it's from 5 years ago, so don't feel bad.
Oh, it's before we were born.
It was so before we were born. Nope, these are from absolutely... There's a range. There's one that... Oh, okay, well, this one... Never mind. This is one of them is a podcast called Messianic Apologetics, which is addressing the theological and spiritual issues of the broad Messianic movement. So I think this is maybe... not as specific an article as it led me to believe.
What the fuck? That's so random. You Googled Gordon Ramsay podcast and it brought you to that. What a wild place the internet is.
Yeah, anyway, that's that.
Anyways, welcome back to the only Gordon Ramsay podcast, and I'm saying it now. Because it's probably true at the moment. And we're once again covering Kitchen Nightmares because we're back to the basics, back to the beginning of the original Kitchen Nightmares in season 3 or 4, depending on which website you ask. I'm gonna keep harping on this because I think it's really funny. I don't know why, but I just think it's really funny that nobody can decide what fucking order these episodes go in.
Oh, sorry, I just like smacked my microphone like across my desk.
Oh, I also just smacked my microphone, so we're both doing just great. Whacked
it. And it moved pretty far. So you're gonna hear like a shuffling.
We're doing great. Amazing. It's a Monday, y'all. It's a Monday in January.
It do be Monday.
It's Scooby Dooby Dooby like
Scooby Dooby Dooby Monday.
This week on the podcast where we recap Kitchen Nightmares, we're recapping season 3 episode 9? 10?
You literally just said, and I can't remember what you said. You literally just said it.
And the important thing is that the restaurant is called La Frite, and it's a French restaurant in Sherman Oaks, California. Where is Sherman Oaks? It's near LA, right?
Sorry. I choked on my I wasn't okay.
What is wrong with us today? What is wrong with doing this right over?
I'm just fighting for my life.
Do we need to start over? This is the most chaotic and
oh my god, I like, was laughing. And I laughed so hard I like wheezed. And the wheeze while I was wheezing. I like choked on my spit.
The wheeze I was.
Oh my god, and now I'm weeping. I'm sorry. I just saw my, like, I was like, the white light was coming.
Listeners, I would like you to know that a mere 2 seconds before we started this episode, Alana said, I don't have unlimited time.
I really didn't, apparently. I had minutes.
But now she's cry laughing before at her own jokes.
The Grim Reaper came for me. Holy shit. Okay, I'm here and I'm alive.
In this episode of Kitchen Nightmares, Gordon Ramsay visits Lafrite, a restaurant in Sherman Oaks, California.
Freak out! You were asking about where Sherman Oaks is. It's around LA. Yeah, it's somewhere there.
Yeah, because they mentioned in the episode that Gordon is only 6 miles away at his LA restaurant, which I think is just called Gordon Ramsay, and which also doesn't exist anymore. Oof. R.I.P. Pour one out. Gordon's had a lot of restaurants open and close over the year. I think he's opened like 40-something restaurants over the years.
Is he like maybe not that good at having restaurants?
I don't think it's that. I think it's just that he chooses places like New York and LA where rent is a factor.
I mean, if he were really good at having restaurants, though, they wouldn't make enough money to pay the rent. He has
Michelin stars. They have Michelin stars. I think the restaurants were fine. I think also there's more money to be made in fucking Vegas and in Atlantic City.
That might be true.
Than in New York and LA. I mean, Guy Fieri does the same thing. And Lisa Vanderpump. So, Lisa Vanderpump, Guy Fieri, and Gordon Ramsay, like, hang out together in Vegas with, like, Martha Stewart and shit. Because they all have a restaurant in Paris, that hotel. Isn't that
that's fun. I've seen the TikTok. Isn't that hilarious? I've seen the TikToks.
So, they're living my dream. that's my dreams blunt rotation.
Oh my god.
Add Snoop Dogg in there. Snoop would be there because Martha Stewart would be there. And they're best friends.
That is true.
So, Lafrite is a French cafe restaurant that opened in 1972. So, at the time of filming, it had been open for nearly 40 years. It was owned by André, who I believe is from, like, literally from France. He has an accent. And then after years of success, he wanted to bring his son Alex in so that he could retire. And then about 2 years ago, Alex's sister Celine joined the business as well. But when Celine joined, Alex thought, oh my god, dad's gonna give her the restaurant instead of me. What a bitch. And so then they just fight all the time now because he's like insecure. And then nobody listens to Celine because she's a woman and it's a restaurant full of just misogynistic French men. Like,
this episode was fucking crazy.
Right? I told you you're going to hate everybody in this episode. Like, all the men in this episode are terrible.
Yeah, you had texted me being like, you're going to hate all the men. And I thought, like, when I hear that, I expect to hear, like, a Chef Bobby from the newest season, where it's, like a caricature of a person in, like, a funny way. None of these people were funny. These people were mean.
No, they were just straight up mean. Like, they just are straight up mean to Celine. Like, they ignore her. They tell her to fuck off. They, like, say they hate her. Like, they're just straight up mean to her. And she takes it.
Yeah.
Like, she's very strong to still be there. And, like, I would have said fuck you a long time ago and said, you know what? I hope this place burns to the ground. Go fuck yourselves. Like,
yeah, it made me, like, genuinely worry about the dynamic between these siblings. Like, there's not getting along with your sibling. And then, like, Alex was acting like Celine, like, murdered his wife. Like, he was, like, treating her like she had done some huge betrayal when she had done, like, actually literally nothing.
The issue between them is that she came in and was like, hey, we should, like, change some things because business isn't very good. And Alex just keeps repeating the whole episode. He's like, it's been good for 38 years. Why do we need to change anything?
Yeah, and it's, I often, like, my say, guy,
your food's bad.
I often say on this podcast that it always, like, one of my pet peeves is when the people that asked Gordon to show up and help get annoyed that he's there to show up and help because everything is fine. But this episode, it was very clear that, like, they actually thought that. Like, Celine was the one who was like, I think we should do this. And everybody was like, no, it's fine. And she was like, I disagree. I'm going to do it anyway. Like, this was the one time where I bought it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because Celine called Gordon.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wanted Gordon there except Celine. And maybe André was just like, I don't care anymore. It's like, somebody fix my family. Like,
yeah. Yeah, Andre was pretty checked out.
So, Celine is like, nobody listens to me. Everyone is just like, no, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, have you mentioned Martine yet?
And then there's Martine, who's the head chef, who sucks. He's just, he's a bad chef. He's been there for, like, what do you say, like, 20 years?
Yeah.
19 years? And, like, it shows, because he thinks the food is fine, even though everything comes back. He doesn't season anything. They keep showing him, like, mashing potatoes for some reason. And then there's Gail, who's the manager. Love her. She's straight out of the 80s.
Yeah, she was doing the Lord's work.
She is a walking glamour shot, and I love it. And she, in one of the talking heads, was like, yeah, he has a Napoleon complex. He's just a short little man who's angry all the time. And
I laughed out loud, because that's accurate. That's what he was. That is all the image that you need.
So Gail is, like, the only one who's on Celine's side, it seems, like, at the beginning. Because their dad just, like, doesn't want to be a part of it. Like, he just wants everything to be fine. Like, classic dad fashion. He's just like, why can't everyone just get along?
Yeah.
Like, dude. So Alex is, like, very adamant. Nothing needs to change. Celine is like, hey, yo, everything's disgusting. Our crepes are diapers and dishes. Like, we'll get to the crepe. And so, if Alex and Celine can't work together, their dad is just gonna close the restaurant, is kind of the, like, conceit of it all.
Yeah.
So, the start of the episode, just to promote Gordon Ramsay's restaurant, they're like, 6 miles away at his own restaurant, Gordon Ramsay in L.A., Andre comes over to see him and have a discussion before, like, Gordon comes to see the restaurant. And then he explains that the restaurant has been open for 40 years, he wants to pass it on to his children, and that the biggest problem is that his children can't fucking get along. At some point, Celine had walked away from the business to start her own business, but that didn't work out, so she came back to Lafrite, but Alex doesn't want her there because he wants it to be his place. For some reason, I don't get it. I don't get this, like, control over a fucking restaurant.
I didn't get it either. Like, I mean, it was clear that, when the conversation where she showed back up and was like, can I work here? And no one said no. Like, that was the problem. Like, Alex should have been like, hey, man, it's supposed to be kind of my thing. Like, clearly that never happened. That conversation never happened.
Yeah.
And so I guess she just, like, walked in and he quietly resented her as if, yeah, she had murdered his family for the next 15 years or whatever.
I mean, unless she just went over his head and just went to her dad and was like, hey, dad, I need a job. Like, maybe I could see, like, Alex being a little annoyed.
Yeah, and then that's on dad. That's not on her.
Yeah, like, and, like, who cares? You're still the manager. She's not necessarily the manager.
You're also both fucking 40. Yeah, like, get over it.
Yeah, you're also, like, fully adults.
Like, get over it. Get the fuck over it, man.
Why are we fighting over Christmas presents? Like, come on. Yeah,
that is what it felt like.
Yeah, it feels like he got a bike and I didn't, and I want it, and I'm gonna break it now, and because, like, it's stupid.
Yeah, it was like Gordon really walks in. Really high, like, strong reaction to really incredibly low stakes. I never got over that in the entire episode.
Yeah, like, the tension was just there the entire time. Even when they made up, I was just like, what is happening? Like, I don't know.
It made me Gordon feel like in. Something was cut. I'm like, there's no way this is just how, like, siblings that are kind of squabbling. And everyone kept saying, like, they just don't know how to communicate. I'm like, that's not the problem. The problem is he's icing her out because he's a fucking baby. Like, it's not that, like, they can't figure out common ground. I'm like, one of them is being a fucking brat and the other one's doing her best. Like, that's what's happening.
Yeah. It's all no good.
This one really do be a kitchen nightmare.
It's Scooby Dooby Doo.
This one do be a kitchen nightmare.
And you know what? The fridge wasn't even a thing. I guess the kitchen was clean too.
I entirely forgot about the fridge walkthrough.
They didn't even do one.
No, they didn't. It didn't occur to me to even think about how there wasn't one.
Because, like, the kitchen looked clean. Like, despite the food being bad, like, it just seems like it was cooked bad. It wasn't, like, rotten bad.
Yeah, oh my god. You know? I'm sure we'll get into it when Gordon is actually, like, watching. Oh my god, I was livid.
Yeah, so Gordon comes and he meets Gail, who's been the manager for 20 years. He immediately is like, what the fuck is this ugly-ass dessert cabinet in the center of your restaurant? It has been there for as long as Gail has, and the desserts inside are, like, moldy and, like, gross.
Which was unbelievable. You and make then, fake ones. That's what everybody else does.
Yeah, just, like, get a fake bread pudding. Like, who cares? And then it also is just loud. Like, it keeps just going. And then she makes Gordon sit right next to it.
Which was hilarious.
Which is funny because the restaurant was empty. He could have sat fucking anywhere. Gordon meets Celine and she takes his order. He gets the quiche Lorraine. Don't know what that means. They never explain it. He orders the Lafrite salad and then a seafood crepe. The salad is just a large bowl of fucking romaine lettuce with walnuts and blue cheese. Like, doesn't seem that special.
Quiche Lorraine is like, it's like the flavor of quiche. It's like the main quiche flavor. It's got like bacon and cheese and stuff.
Oh, so just like.
Sorry, I'm late to that. I'm late to that interjection, but like,
Well, we haven't gotten to him getting it yet, but yeah.
But yeah, it's like when you think of quiche, it's like the main flavor. It's like chocolate chip ice cream, but quiche.
I can't say I've had many quiches in my life.
Quiche is great. It's high protein.
I've had good quiches. I just haven't had very many. I'm not like an egg person though.
You what?
And you kind of need. I'm not really, like, an egg person. Like, eggs are not, like, my go-to breakfast food.
Yeah, it's like a pie, though.
Yeah.
I think it's a bitch to make.
Oh, I'm sure. Like, at that point, I'd rather just, like, make scrambled eggs and put bacon inside of it. Like,
yeah, that's fair.
Just make an omelet. Just make a fucking omelet at that point. Gordon, so he gets the salad, and she dresses it in front of him. It's literally a bowl of romaine lettuce with blue cheese and walnuts, and then, like, some sort of balsamic vinaigrette, which he says is too vinegary, which is stupid.
You know, I didn't cluck that.
He says it's bland and acidic, and I'm like, okay, pick
so
one,
a vinaigrette,
first
yeah.
of all.
It's oil and
it's
vinegar
a vinaigrette.
And sugar, yeah.
Like, it's gonna be acidic. I can see it maybe being, like, a little, like, it stings your jaw to acidic, but, like, it's a vinaigrette, so, you know. Get over it, I guess.
Yeah.
And also, it's a salad. Like, it looked fresh. It looked fine. It was a fucking salad. They're never gonna be good. I'm sorry to say.
Eh.
He also complained that it was too big of a order. And I was like, it's just a bowl of lettuce.
Oh my god, like, I hate when people complain about the portions being too big. Like, I fucking hate that.
It's a bowl of lettuce! Who cares?
It's one thing if it's, like, a restaurant that's hemorrhaging money, which this restaurant didn't seem like that was the issue. It's the other ones where they're, like, irresponsible with their ingredients, where, like, yeah, when it's a huge portion, you don't need to do that. But other than that, I hate when people, like, in restaurants complain, oh my god, this is so much! We'll never be able to eat all of this. Leftovers, bitch. It's gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. Gonna live.
And it's one thing when it's, like, if you're, like, there's a couple episodes where they're serving lobster rolls, where they're putting, like, too much lobster in there. And I'm like, yeah, you're hemorrhaging money because you're putting a fucking pound of lobster in every roll.
Yeah, that's
but
when
this
it's
is
a problem.
Salad.
This was not a problem.
This is romaine lettuce. Who cares? It costs 10 cents
she
for
even
a head
said,
of lettuce.
She even said that it's usually an entree, right? Like, you want a high volume salad. You want that.
And like, Gordon, I know you're alone, but this looks like a salad for, like, four people. Like, as a starter, it's fine.
Yeah.
I get mad when the food is fine and he just has to find something bad to say about it. Just say it's fine. Just say
yeah,
it's like
always
boring.
That it's bland. I'm like, yeah, you can pretend anything. Well, the bland comes back later, but I know what you mean here.
And then he gets his seafood crepe, which is somehow cold in the middle but hot on the outside.
Oh, it means undercooked. It means that it just touched the grill for a little bit, so it was hot outside. Yeah, and it didn't cook what was inside.
It doesn't look like a crepe. It's like a souffle. Because they line a dish with the crepes, fill it with seafood gook, I'm going to call it, because it was shrimp gook.
It's pink. Always like the paste. I know. Like,
it was when a paste.
Get like a lobster salad from a grocery store. Like a shrimp salad where it's like mostly mayonnaise. I know the type.
So it was filled with gook. And then it was baked for like 5 seconds. And then shipped to Gordon Ramsay in the dining room.
Yes, that is how it would be. Hot on the outside and just like ice cold on the inside.
Also, and then he was like, this is in a crepe. Well, that's we're going to get to that with the quiche. Because then he gets the quiche. And he's like, the plate is hot. And then the outside of the quiche is like hard. And then the inside is cold. And I'm like, yeah, because it's been hot pocketed. Like...
Yeah.
Like, they hot pocketed that quiche, and that's why the plate's warm. And then he makes Celine go ask Martine if the quiche was microwaved, and Martine says, no, I put it in the oven. Or he makes Gail do it, one of them. And then they come back, and he's like, he said he put it in the oven. And then Gordon goes back into the kitchen, and he's like, hey, Martine, did you microwave the quiche? Because it's microwaved. And he's like, no, I put it in the oven. And then Martine goes, well, maybe I microwaved it and then put it in the oven. And Gordon's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That makes me want to punch a wall. I've been in this kitchen. I've been in this kitchen with the incompetent kitchen staff where you ask them something point blank and they look you in the face and they fucking lie. And you say, you know, something to the effect of like, it's impossible for that to be true. Or like, actually, I was around the corner and I fucking saw you put it in the microwave. And then they're like, well, yeah, I mean, I put it in the microwave. And then they have to backtrack. And you're like, I watched you! I watched you do it! It's so... I've also been in the kitchen where you're asking for something and they all ignore you. I've been there too. And it's incredibly frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah, which is like, the whole thing with Celine is like, she's just mad because everyone's fucking ignoring her. And she's like, hey... I just want to get food out at this point. Can somebody listen to me?
Yeah, where you just like...
So Gordon goes in the kitchen.
Sorry, yeah, I don't actually think I was going to say anything interesting upon reflection.
Okay. So Gordon goes back into the kitchen and has that cold conversation with Martine. Martine is like, well, I'm burnt out. And like, Celine, I don't like her because she just attacks me and just tells me it's time for me to go. And Gordon's like... maybe it is time for you to go. And Martina's like, meh, and then he leaves.
I stood up and cheered. This was the best. This was so good. Like, yeah, maybe it's like not actually appropriate for Celine to be like talking shit behind Martine's back, but that's what everybody does in restaurants and like environments like this. But the fact that he was just like, yeah, all she does is tell me I need to go. And Gordon was like, maybe she's right. And there's like a beat where like the light leaves his face. Then he's like, okay, well, if she says it's time for me to go and you say it's time for me to go, I guess it's time for me to go. And then he walks out and then it's never addressed. And then in the next shot, he's back.
No, I guess Gordon and him have like a one-on-one and Martine is like, well, I'm just burnt out. And Celine's just like mean to me. And Gordon's like, whatever, just like come back into the kitchen because we need a chef.
Whatever. The man was more than burnt out. The man is a bad guy. I'm sorry. He gets no sympathy from me.
He's not burnt out. He's not burnt out. He's lazy. I'm going to say it. He's just lazy. He's gotten away with it for 15 years, and now he just can't get away with it as easily anymore, and he's mad about it.
Because fucking Gordon Ramsay's here. Because
he's probably getting paid. Yeah, because he's probably also getting paid like $70,000 a year to do fucking nothing. Like...
yeah.
Ugh. Dinner service comes, Gordon asks where Andre is, and Alex and Celine are like, he's at a hockey game. And Gordon's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh my god, it was unfucking believable.
Gordon meets Alex and asks why he and Celine don't work well together. Alex says that there's conflict about who will inherit the restaurant, and he has no interest in working with Celine, and just wants her to go away. Gordon asks if there anything is there anything wrong with the restaurant, but Alex doesn't think that there is. Dinner service is busy because Gordon Ramsay is in town, and also it's LA, and so, like, you know. Chef Martin sends out... Gordon is standing behind the line. He's, like, at the expo station. He's looking at Martin as he throws, like, a slab of lamb or steak or something on the grill, and then doesn't season it. And Gordon's like, hey... Numbnuts, are you gonna season the lamb while it's on the grill? And Martina's like, oh, I mean, And Gordon's like, Celine, they're not seasoning the food. And Celine is like, Martine, why aren't you seasoning the food? And then a couple shots later, the food comes back because it's, guess what? Not seasoned.
Gordon was like, is that seasoned? And Martin was like, it's pre-seasoned. And Gordon was like, I'm looking at a completely unseasoned piece of meat right now. I'm looking at it be unseasoned. And Martin was like, it's pre-seasoned. And he's like, no, it's fucking not. Martin was like, okay, so yeah, I'm going to season it after. And Gordon's like, and I was losing my fucking mind. I was like, this is my pet peeve. This is it. Doubling down on the lie for the lie to be revealed as a lie. Like, what's the point of that? We're all watching you. We're truly watching you put down... unseasoned meat.
Like, you know that it's a lie. You know that you were caught. Just fucking say, oh, whatever, I'll season it now. Like, also, you literally just put it on the grill. You can be like, sorry, I got distracted. Like,
yeah, there's eight different lies that you can tell to cover up your lie, you know, instead of lying worse. There's eight different excuses you can come up with. Like, oh, it's, yeah, instead of doubling down on that, nope, you're actually wrong and I'm actually right. And it's just your eyes, Gordon. Are you feeling okay, Gordon?
Celine tries to talk to Martin. Martin ignores her. Gordon tries to talk to him. He is ignored by her. She tries to talk to Alex. Alex is ignoring her. She goes off crying. Gordon tries to talk to Alex. Alex is just staring at the POS system, not even making eye contact with Gordon, and going like, it was fine before you got here, it was fine, it was all fine before this, like, whatever, like, just being a dick.
Unbelievable. It's just, it's all, like, unexcusable.
Sorry, let me die real fast.
I'm relatable. Been there.
Struggle bus. More dishes keep getting sent back. Gordon's like, Alex, do you even care that the dishes are being sent back because they're bad? And Alex is like, they were fine before you got here. Blah, blah, blah. And then everything just piles on Celine more. She keeps crying. Gordon tells Celine to call her dad to come down to the restaurant because otherwise Gordon's gonna fucking leave.
Gordon's gonna calls her dad and fucking like, lose it.
Oh, Gordon's already losing it. Gordon lost it. Celine calls her dad and is like, Papa, you have to come. She literally calls him Papa.
Papa! Papa, please!
Like, Gordon, like, Alex is being a dick. You have to come, like, help me. Andre arrives and Gordon tells him that his children cannot work together. Alex hates his sister and, like, there's just no way that this is gonna work out. So... now Gordon's going to make them both sit down and, like, have a heart-to-heart and play therapist. Wee. So, the next day, Gordon tells Andre to sit in front of this ancient-looking television. that TV looked, like, too old even for, like, 2011.
It
like,
did.
I'm sorry.
It did.
It looked like it was from 1995. But he sits Andre down in front of it and is like, I want you to sit here. Don't move, and watch your children interact with each other. So then Gordon goes out and starts talking to Celine and is like, what's going on? Why all the resentment? And Celine is like, he hates me. I don't understand. Like, I know he hates me. And then Alex walks in as they're talking, and he sits down, and Gordon's like, Alex, why do you hate your sister? And he's like, well, I just don't want her to, like, take over the restaurant and not have it be mine anymore or whatever. And Gordon's like, You have to work together. And Selena's like, I've literally told you I don't want to own the restaurant. I just want to help. Like,
I was not impressed with, like, this section.
And then they, like, made up and hugged and it was fine. And I was like, no. Yeah. What do you mean?
It was entirely on her. Like, their relationship was resolved because she had to do it. It wasn't that, like, he had a change of heart. It's that he saw that, like, she was working. And I'm like, that, I don't like that this was so, like, only driven by the only one with a fucking brain and any degree of emotional maturity here. It kind of, I was not satisfied with this. I didn't love it.
No. No, because then he's just like, oh, well, she's not mad at me anymore. Like, we're fine now. And it's like, no, you're still a dick. You didn't apologize for anything. You didn't apologize for being awful to her last night. Like, what do you mean it's fine? You can't just hug and make up and have it be okay. Like,
yeah,
no.
This is where I felt like something deeper must have happened here. Because, yeah, he really flies off the handle for what is just like, I feel like my dad loves her more than me. Which is not her fault.
Yeah.
That's like what the...
That's daddy issue.
Yeah, that was the root of it. Where, when Gordon made him talk about it, it was that he didn't appreciate that she was stepping in. Because it made it feel like their dad loved her more. And then she had to apologize for that. And that didn't sit right with me.
Yeah, because then Andre comes out crying and is like, oh my god, Gordon, you fixed my family. But he doesn't apologize to Celine for all of the bullshit either. Like,
not once.
Nobody apologizes to her.
Not once. No, like, one apologizes to this poor woman who's why the place is still going.
She is literally pulling the emotional, physical, and mental weight of this entire restaurant.
It's like, unbelievable.
It's like she should just burn it to the ground. Like,
Gordon kind of said that.
Yeah. Ugh. I hope Gordon hired her to be, like, a host at one of his restaurants.
Yeah, the whole thing, yeah, I didn't appreciate any of this. It wasn't the hit that everybody seemed to think it was.
And then the episode just moves on and is like, for tonight's dinner service, Gordon took out the dessert case and added a crepe station. Like, cool.
Yeah, I was mad. I didn't feel, my bloodlust was not satiated.
Yeah, because now Alex is just making crepes in the dining room for, like, whatever crepe special they're doing. And Celine is still having to deal with Martine in the back, who's not listening to her, and he's still sending out bad food. Like,
yeah, this didn't make any sense to me. Like, if you want to be the owner that steps up, why are you not expoing? Why are you not doing that? Like, what? I don't understand.
Yeah, like, why are you making your sister expo for a man who clearly doesn't want to listen to her? Like, maybe you should try go talking to him then. Like, maybe you can make him change.
Yeah.
Because obviously she's not getting through to him.
Yeah, it was unbelievable to me that this switch had not been made. Like, this is a man who doesn't actually want to own the restaurant. This is just a little bitch baby. I'm sorry. I'm back. I'm mad again. I'm back in it.
No. He just wants the restaurant to be, like, easy going, easy breezy. Like, I just have a restaurant now. This is cool, right?
Yeah, he wants he doesn't want to do any work, but he wants it to be his, and he wants it to be successful.
Yeah, it's his toy, it's his shiny new toy, and he doesn't want anyone else to touch it. Stupid.
Exactly.
Everything is stupid.
Yes.
So, they have their fucking crepe station, run by Alex and Gail. Chef Martine is still not doing well, food is being returned, crepes made by Alex are good, even though the way he's making them, they look awful, like, they're falling apart. Like, he's not good at it. And then after the evening service, Gordon meets with the owners and tells them that they need to change the kitchen staff, maybe, if they want the restaurant to be good.
Oh my god, this got my hopes up so much, because I was like, yes, get Mark. This is when I texted you and was like, Martine needs to go. The man needs to go. He can't be here anymore. Yeah. He has to go. I'm sorry. He's gotta go.
Well, guess what? He's not gone yet.
or ever.
The bitch is back. Overnight, Gordon gives it a magical transformation, and we didn't describe what the restaurant looked like in the beginning, but it was yellow. Just yellow. It was yellow.
I didn't clock at all what it looked like. It made no impact on me.
It was, like, yellow. That's all you need to
know. I believe you.
Blue. It went from yellow to blue. Like, it just looked nicer. It was softer. So, you know, whatever.
Yellow is a tough color for interior decorating.
Yeah. I mean, the problem was that it was like every table had a bright yellow tablecloth on it. And then the walls were also yellow.
It was all yellow. Look at the stars. Look how they shine. Look how they shine for you.
Are we going to get copyright strike because we're so good at singing?
I don't think so. I don't think they know that we're here.
Well, that's fair too.
I don't think
this podcast doesn't make any money, so, you know, we can't. What are you gonna do?
There's nothing. No one. It's not like us? It's not like there's no algorithm looking. Like no one's looking.
Yeah, except Spotify, Daddy Spotify.
Oh, I forgot about Spotify. They might not know. They might not care.
They don't care. We get 100 listens an episode. They don't care.
Hell yeah.
We're not last podcast on the left. So the Gordon introduces a new menu and he brings in a new chef. Chef Choi? Choi?
Chewy.
I didn't know how to say his name.
I think it's Chewy. Like
Choi?
Chewy. Celine kept saying Chewy. like Chewbacca.
So Chef Chewy will be there to teach the kitchen staff the new menu so that they are a little more ready, I guess. Relaunch night is there. Food begins at a good pace. Appetizers go out quickly. And then an hour and a half goes by and not a single dish leaves the kitchen because Martine can't get it together. And people just start walking out.
Which, they after an hour and a half, they should.
Yeah, I would. I'd be like, I'm going to Wendy's. Bye.
Yeah, I wouldn't be as mean as that guy was, like the one guy they showed. But like, they had a right to be pretty fucking mad. I bet it was expensive. This reminds me. I bet to get into the relaunch night for something that's about to be on TV, I bet they price gouged that. I bet it was expensive.
Oh, and it's like a French restaurant in LA. Like, of course it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention this up top, but I witnessed a terrible person at Dunkin' Donuts the other day that I did not tell you about.
You gotta tell me about it. I gotta make a video.
So I was at Dunkin' Donuts just grabbing breakfast on my way from cat sitting to work. And because it was freezing and I was like, I just want something warm to hold while I like walk to work, and like breakfast sandwich is good too. And I walk in to pick up my order because I ordered it online because I want the points and I don't want to talk to people. And I walk in and this man is yelling. This older white man. Is yelling at this like poor man behind the counter, being like, Mike, do you want cold coffee today? Like, this coffee is lukewarm at best. Like, I asked for hot coffee. Can you just make it hot? And the guy literally turns around, dumps the coffee out, fills it with just regular black coffee, and goes, do you want milk in it? And he's like, no, because milk is gonna make it colder faster, and I want hot coffee.
Oh my god.
And then he hands the guy the coffee and he's like, oh, was that so hard? Was it so hard to make a hot coffee to begin with? Why was that so hard to make a hot coffee? And I was like, dude, fuck off.
It's like, it's just coffee, you know?
It's a Dunkin' Donuts.
Like, it's like, just chill coffee. Out. It's just coffee. At a certain point, like,
you're not the only one freezing your fucking fingers off in New York right now, my guy. Put on gloves.
Did you say that the customer dumped the coffee on the ground or the employee dumped the coffee on the ground?
The employee turned around and dumped it in, like, a sink or something.
Okay, because I had the image of the employee throwing it onto the floor and I was like, that's funny.
He almost did. He dumped it very aggressively. Like, he was not having it because it was also busy.
Yeah.
Because it was a morning in New York before noon. Like, everyone's trying to get their fucking coffee.
Yeah. Oh my god. It's like, it's just coffee, man. If you're having that aggressive of a reaction over hot coffee, like, you gotta reevaluate.
The breaking point for me was is it so hard to make hot coffee? Like, why was that so hard to begin? Like, shut up.
Yep. And I can guarantee you that that guy was so mad because he was late to work and in a rush.
Oh, probably.
But he had time to stop and verbally assault the employee that didn't make the coffee at 507 degrees, you know?
Everyone just needs to shut up. Just take your fucking coffee and go. It's Dunkin' Donuts. It's not even going to taste good. It's just coffee.
Also, do you remember the, like, McDonald's lawsuit from a long time ago where the coffee, like, was so hot that it, like, gave this woman, she, like, spilled on herself and it gave her, like, third-degree burns?
Yeah.
That's what happens. That's why you can't make it scalding hot.
That's why all cups say caution hot on them now.
Yeah, because you have to assume that everybody you're serving is a fucking idiot.
Well, that wasn't her fault. There's a whole podcast about it that I listened to.
I know, but
it's
like...
It's actually kind of a tragic story, but...
I know that, too.
Yeah, but I know, like, I know the sentiment.
It's like, I think... Because my sister used to work at Starbucks, and I think she's had people say, like, I want it to be 230 degrees, and she's like, legally, we can't do that.
That's too hot.
Like legally, also, there's, like, a limit that it can be, and it's boiling.
And also, it's literally 19 degrees outside in New York right now. Your coffee's gonna go cold fast, my guy. Like... The guy at Dunkin' can't save you.
Yeah. That's true.
Nobody can save you.
Anyway, I'm filming that, like, tomorrow. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Just be like, shout out to Courtney. Who?
Yeah, I'll credit you. Don't worry.
And so this old man does that in the middle of this French restaurant and is like, we're leaving. And then they leave.
Yeah, he
and
was
then
big
after
mad.
That.
He was big mad.
After that, Celine is crying because she's, like, upset that somebody had to, like, miss their food.
That whatever. I was like, okay, girl, get over that. Don't be sad about that. Don't cry
I
over...
I was like, girl... Because, like, I was, like, imagining if I was there and I had a chef. If I was, like, expediting and a chef was just not listening to me and I owned the restaurant, I would be like, bitch... If you don't start working like you're supposed to right now...
You're fired.
I will replace you.
Yeah, you're
I will
fucking fired.
You. Guess what? Chef Jose, you're now the head chef. Martine, you're out. Like,
unbelievable. That man should have been fired.
Anybody else? Anybody else want to fight me on this?
Yeah, like Gordon should have fired him.
I wish. Oh, God, I wish. So then Celine delegates everything to the other chef, Chef Chuy.
It was spelled C-H-U-Y.
Yeah, so. I don't know how to pronounce Chuy. That. I'm so sorry. And then food actually goes out of the kitchen because he knows what the fuck he's doing and knows how to be a professional chef. And then relaunches, like, a quote-unquote success.
Like, I don't know about that, man.
Gordon then meets with the owners and is like, you need to reconsider the kitchen situation if you want this to work.
And I was cheering.
And then that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, I was cheering. And then, like, they say that they hired Chuy full time as the executive chef and they didn't fucking fire Martine. I guess Martine just got over it.
I guess he's sous chef. He got demoted. Like,
oh my God. If I were Martine and I was thinking unhinged like that, I probably would have quit. And I,
oh,
and
yeah.
Then I the Celine only would have reason, thrown a fucking party. Yeah.
The only reason a company demotes you is because they want you to quit so they don't have to fire you.
Yeah.
Like, come on. So do you want to know what happened next at Lafrite?
Yes.
So, in the days that followed, Chef Chuy was hired as a full-time executive chef. Alex and Celine are still working together. When Gordon revisits in a later episode, Selena's front of house, and she says they're doing well. Gordon also chats to Alex, who says they're also getting along much better. He orders the mushroom crepe, and Andre sits down to join them, and he says the crepe and quiche are both delicious. Yay.
Aww.
Yelp reviews following the filming of the episode were mixed. The Sunday brunch seems to have the most negative reviews.
Uh-oh. That's probably when Chef Chuy has it off and Martine is there.
Yeah. That's his day off. TripAdvisor reviews were mostly positive with fewer negative reviews. You see the menu they were serving prior to closure here. I'll click that in a second.
Prior to closure?
In
oh,
July,
no.
They did close, yeah. In July 2016, the restaurant was bought by George Zowie. He kept the restaurant as Lafrite for a year, and then he closed it in September of 2017 when the owner changed again, and the restaurant was now an Italian restaurant called Modo Mio. Sure.
Okay.
This aired May 20th, 2011. and was filmed in January of 2011. So, a solid 13 years ago.
Yeah, it makes me think maybe Andre retired, and then Alex was just like, I don't want to own it anymore, and so they just, like, agreed to sell it.
Oh, their old menu is still up on OpenTable.
Oh, shit. Seems like they should take that off. Actually
not that bad. It's like, everything's like under $20. Oh, now we're in the entrees. Now we're over 20. Chicken piccata, $28.
Hey, piccata!
Sterling silver filet mignon béarnaise, $37. Damn.
Yeah, meat like that has to be expensive.
Sur la table. Sur la table.
Sur la table.
Yeah, that's a French restaurant. Also think it's funny that they think that, like, Gordon doesn't know what the fuck he's doing in a French restaurant when he literally trained in France.
They always think that. They're always like, Gordon doesn't know. I'm like, Gordon's actually literally the one who would. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Even, like, when he goes into restaurants where you think he wouldn't know the cuisine, like, when he goes to, like, soul food restaurants or, like, Indian restaurants, but he's, like, worked with a lot of chefs who work in those fields.
And he always gets, like, somebody that does. Like, he has, like, a basic, like, understanding.
He always brings in a chef who's, like, more equipped for that type of cuisine because he knows that he might know the cuisine, but he's not a professional in that style of cuisine.
Yeah, like, he's just a white boy at the end of the day, and he knows that, which is good.
Yeah. And also, like, the first episode, I think, of Kitchen Nightmares that he did in the UK was a soul food restaurant, and he says this a lot when he goes to them. He's like, they hold a very near and dear place in my heart. Like, he loves those kinds of, that's like his favorite type of food, I think. It's like,
yeah,
barbecue, mac and cheese, cornbread, like all of that.
Yeah, usually his critiques for those places, if they have bad food, is just that it's bland and famously food that isn't, like, white food is known for its flavor. That's the whole thing of it. That you can comment on as a white person, I feel like.
Yeah, especially, and, like, if you're going to a French restaurant and the food is bland, I think that's just French. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, European food is, you know, that's what you're getting.
Like, I don't know a lot of French food that I love. Bœuf bourguignon is good, but I've only ever made it myself, though.
Gordon's always trying to get people to do coq au vin. He's all about the coq au vin.
What even is that? It's chicken, right?
I think it's a lamb dish.
Oh. I don't like lamb.
That's fine. Let me look real quick.
It's too gamey.
Coq au vin. I'm 80% sure it's lamb. Coq au vin
sounds like a fun...
No, no, it's chicken. Coq au vin. My bad. It's a French dish of chicken braised with wine... lardons? I don't know what lardons is.
Oh, mushrooms. Lardons.
And optional garlic.
Garlic is never optional.
Yeah, if it's optional, it means it's not going to taste like anything.
Yeah, you need the garlic. I've never had foie gras. Have you ever had foie gras?
I have. It's delicious.
Isn't it, like... kind of bad how they make it, though.
I mean, anything like a pate or anything like that, that's just like organs made into a paste, you can't think about what it is, but it tastes good. It's nice and salty.
Because I know foie gras is basically like duck butter or goose butter.
Yeah, foie gras, pate, like we eat duck confit a lot in my house. You can't think about where it came from, but once you're past that,
I don't like duck either.
Tastes delicious. Right on crackers.
I wish I liked duck, but it's just too fatty. I don't think I like fatty meats like that.
Oh, see, I love fatty meats like that.
Nah.
Same with, like, how do you feel about liverwurst? Have you ever had it?
No, I don't think so.
Jewish staple. So salty, so delicious. But it is liver. It is liver made into a paste.
I love a corned beef. I love a corned beef.
Yeah. Corned beef is not nearly as scandalous as any of the other, like, powdered organs, though.
Organ paste. I guess I'm not, like, a sweetbreads person at the end of the day.
Did you say sweetbreads?
Have you ever had just, like, sweet... Yeah, that's what
That is like the opposite of what we're talking about, but we can pivot. Like, I don't know how you got from liverwurst to sweetbread.
No, sweetbreads is what they call organ meat.
They do?
Yeah, Google sweetbreads. It's the lymph nodes and stuff. And
I've never heard that term in my life. I'm sorry for the sass I just gave you.
You have not watched enough Chopped, my friend.
I've never heard
they love
the term sweetbread used for organ stuff. Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you gotta watch Chopped. They love to throw sweetbreads in there just to fuck with people.
That's crazy. Let me
You should Google it. Google
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, we can pivot to dessert, but sure.
No, I'm not pivoting. I'm continuing.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Did you Google it?
Yes. Sweetbread is a culinary name for the thymus or pancreas, typically from a calf or lamb. Oh my god, I've never heard of this in my life.
Yeah, they usually will deep fry it.
That's crazy.
It's supposed to be, like, really good for you.
That's crazy. Yeah. Sorry for my sass. I did not know this was a thing.
I thought you would know. I thought you've watched Chopped.
No, I thought you were just being crazy. I thought you didn't want to talk about it anymore, so you picked something else.
Oh, no. I love talking about weird stuff. I've always said I would love to learn how to be a butcher someday.
That is the opposite of what I would ever think from you.
Really?
Yeah, because you're, like, a little bit of a picky
eater. I
think
it's fascinating.
So I always assume that, like, some of these things, like, you won't like it implicitly.
No, but I like meat.
except for the two or three meats you just named.
Well, I've eaten them, and I've decided after many times of trying it in many different ways that I don't really care for it, and I won't order it.
I'm sorry, I have it in my mind, and part of it is just because I'll eat literally anything once, no matter how fucking disgusting. I have it in my mind that Courtney is, like, the pickiest eater of all time, which is, like, half true these days.
I'm not as picky as you think I am, because I will, like, it's not like I don't want to eat it. It's like, I won't order it.
Yeah,
if
and
it's,
you've,
like,
put
tried in front
of
me, and they're like, hey, I want you to try this, like, banh mi bun that has duck in it. I'll be like, yeah, I'll fucking try that. Why not?
Yeah, that is different.
Like,
so.
I'll try anything.
So, I make fun of you, but you viewers can, listeners can take it with a grain of salt, because I'm mean.
There are a few things that I will refuse to eat. Cottage cheese is the main one. The texture of it is mostly what turns me off.
Cottage cheese, I allow that. I know people that don't like it, and I get it. It looks like a nightmare. I think it's delicious, and I eat it probably.
I also just had a lot of bad experiences with it when I was a kid. Like, it made me puke when I ate it when I was a kid. Like,
it
I just couldn't,
like,
eat it.
When it is normal and fine, it looks like it's rotten milk, and I understand. like, it goes against what you know about milk. But I have eaten it twice
eggplant
today.
Eggplant is another rough run for me, but that's just because of the texture of it.
Eggplant is fine.
I'm more of a texture. If I'm picky, it's more about texture than flavor, honestly.
I do know this about you. And I'm a little more forgiving of that.
Because you know when you bite into something expecting it to be, like, crunchy, and then it's not, and you're just like...
I, like...
You know,
I can sympathize, but texture things have never bothered me, so I cannot empathize, but I understand what that's probably like. I know textures are a thing that get people, so.
It's because my brain is spicy.
I'm that way about certain noises. It's like sounds and certain, like, touch things that I don't like, but, like, in my mouth, it's fine.
And you can quote her on that, ladies and
gents. Yeah, you can quote me on that.
Put that on a shirt. In my mouth, it's fine.
Put it in my mouth, it's fine.
Well, this podcast has officially been one of our more insane ones.
I'm sorry, the sweetbread thing is crazy.
We started with a lot of choking on her own spit, and we ended with her thinking I was lying to her about sweetbreads.
That is the craziest fact. Thank you for changing my life, frankly.
In Alana's defense for her never believing anything I say, I do fuck with her a lot. So.
you fuck with me a lot, so.
Not as much as Michael does, but, you know. What are you gonna do? Well, thank you everyone for listening to another fantastic episode of Ramsey's Recap. next week, I think, is one of my favorite episodes.
This is the one episode I remember, because I think there was one time, maybe a year or two ago, where I did watch a lot of Kitchen Nightmares all at once, and I've retained nothing but this next episode.
It is truly one of my favorites. It's everyone's favorite little twins at the Capri restaurant. And, hoo boy, do they get into some shenanigans.
Oh, God. Is there tomfoolery to be had?
So stay tuned next week for that fantastic update on the little twin boys. So, you know. And if you want to follow us on Instagram, you can. We're at Ramsey's Recaps. Easy peasy.
Hell yeah.
If you want to follow me on Instagram, you can. I'm at Courtney Sile.
You can follow me on Instagram at Alana Finewoman, as well as pretty much everywhere else on the internet.
Follow Alana on TikTok. She's been complaining a lot.
I am trying to make a YouTube video where I try all of Gordon Ramsay's frozen meals. Let me tell you, I've had like an impossible time getting my hands on those. They claim that they're at Walmart, and they're not at the Walmarts I go to.
Damn. Well, we'll find them someday and do that someday. So, yeah. Stay tuned for that. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Get out of here.